Hi guys, welcome to Pillow Talks.
Your room. So I was just like, you know what? I shall keep you occupied.
Pissing me off. Like, you don't fuck off or stay in the room. Even if you're not talking, like, keep knocking, making weird sounds, like they have some catcalling signal. I'm like,
oh, what the fuck? Like, so I was just like, oh, you know what? Tomorrow, one day, you owe me. Just one day. I'm just there, and you know, they first lie to us, and then they're there thinking, they're telling us, oh, there's something wrong with the doors are not opening. I'm there thinking, what do you mean the doors are not opening? What the hell? They opened at the station that I was at. So all of a sudden the doors are broken.
All of a sudden it's broken?
Yeah. So next thing I see security. And I'm there thinking, nah, me and this guy, we started talking because he's like, what the fuck's going on? I'm like, I don't even know. What the hell? And then we're talking and then he's like, what are they looking for? So now they're looking into the carriages individually. And then I'm there thinking they're looking for someone.
They're definitely
searching for
someone. Next
thing I see is Popo with a gun. I said, wow, never in my life. So I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. So the guy, obviously, he was sitting where they were looking inside. So he didn't know what was going on. So then he's like, oh, what happened? I was like, there's police with guns. So now he's laughing at me because it's like, what the fuck?
You're
such a kid. Yeah. So I'm there like, oh, there's police with guns outside. And then he's like, oh, right. They're definitely looking for someone. And then there's this white. There's this man who walks past us and then we're all just there. And now, obviously, police have got a picture of him and then they've all showed it to each other. They've also showed it to the security guard. So the security guard was like, he's in the first carriage. I was in the first carriage.
Bitch. You should have been late with me.
Bitch.
She didn't want to wait.
Thinking, the guy's like, wait, what the fuck's going on? All I see is civilians running.
Oh God.
They all running towards, like, you see how district line trains are. Even though I was in the first carriage, it's quite long.
Yeah.
So I was like at the end of the first carriage.
Mm-hmm.
So I wasn't right at the front. So then obviously all I see is them running and then police is like, put your hands up. Like they had their guns drawn to this man.
They're gonna shoot.
Like,
I wonder if it was rubber bullets or live ammo.
I don't know, but it looked like real guns.
They look fake though.
They look fucking fake.
Like rubber.
Bruh,
plastic, sorry.
It had holes in them. I didn't think guns had holes in them.
I think I saw a couple of police officers with guns like that in, was it London Waterloo Station? I was like, those look fucking fake.
They do. I think you're right. I think they're rubber bullets. But then I was just there like, oh my God, what's going on? Is there going to... I was excited at the same
time. The first chaos in my life. I'm not happy about it, but wow, yeah. I've never been here before.
I was so stupid to the point where I was like, oh my God, this is the first time a police officer touches me.
Oh my God.
Because they were telling us to get out the train first.
And one of them slapped your arm.
Yeah, they were like, get out, run. And they're like, oh, okay.
She said, oh, I wish we recorded that. Oh, like, ooh, okay.
I was like, oh, okay. But then the guy that was sitting opposite, my guy grabs my hand and we're just because I'm wearing sandals. You have to remember.
Let me tell you something about people in the UK. As much as we're bad vibes, the way we can relate to each other during chaos.
We help each other so quickly. It's mad.
Fam. When we're in the same position, we're best buddies.
The way the guy was like, come on, let's go. I was just there like, yeah. So here's me calling Tam. I'm there like, hello, don't take the train.
I couldn't even hear her because of the connection.
She was like,
in our station.
Call me when you're not there. Call me when I'm there.
I'm like, I can't hear you.
She's like, bro. Oh, now I'm calling her and she can hear me, but I can't talk. Because the police are standing right in front of me. I'm there thinking.
So imagine, I'm like, imagine what? Let me call you back.
Yeah,
I was a bitch. If you don't fucking like, tell the story.
Bro, I was like, oh my God. So imagine. She goes, yeah, imagine what?
What am I imagining?
What's going on? I was like, imagine.
And then what?
Like, wait, let me call you back.
Fucking. Oh, I hate when people do that so much.
No, because, bruh, as much as I wanted to talk, yeah, imagine if they thought I was, you know, because I was telling you not to take the train. So imagine if they thought I was a part of them.
Oh, I was a part of them. Exactly. Now they're all waiting for the next train.
Yeah.
What does your friend look like? Give us your phone. Oh. Myth.
But you know what's mad, yeah? This person knew that the police was coming for them.
But they were calm about you.
So calm. He literally moved to the first carriage. I would literally stay in the middle to confuse you. But why are you going all the way to the first?
He just did.
And there was a lot of people there. So it's easy for police to come and now point the gun at you and tell everyone else to move.
Can't even hold anyone hostage because there's no one sitting next to you.
No. But not that he should have got. On the way out, he stabbed a police officer. But I was confused. That's what I was telling you. All he was wearing was shorts and a white tee.
It doesn't matter. People can be dangerous in any kind of way.
Yeah. You can always, you know, walk with a pocket knife, I guess. It's a bit crazy.
No, that was a chaotic morning for you. I just hopped. I got to the station and we were able to take the train.
I was just like, don't take the train. Don't take the train.
But then she was like, I actually, people can get on the train. I'm like, oh, okay.
No, because they were confusing us. They were telling us to get out. But then the people that were at the front, they were like, don't go anywhere. Because they were just trying to find out if there's any more of them, innit? And then there was like four of them in total that they arrested.
Shit, then.
It was mad. It was actually mad. I was there like, what did you boys do? Armed police, you know. I mean, I don't mind seeing it in central London, but come on, armed police.
In Barking.
But then they actually have to be armed because most of the people that they arrest are armed as well.
I just think it was crazy. I never seen nothing like that.
I'm never in my life.
I saw bare vans outside our station.
I was just there like, oh my God.
I'm
like, bruh,
this is serious. I'm hearing the ambulance or the police or whatever it was.
It gave me a rush. It gave me a rush. Like, I knew I was in not danger, but it was a dangerous situation.
Like, oh, I'm going to lie.
Yeah.
Anything can happen.
You know?
Whatever pop.
I was trying anything to figure can pop out off. What, should I take my sandals off and run? Because... these motherfuckers let's are sliding be off.
Yeah, they slide off when you like, need them the most.
I was there. The guy's like, just come on, let's go. I was there like, okay.
I'm going. You're not going anywhere. Don't go anywhere.
Like, oh my God, what the fuck is going on here?
No.
This is actually too much. And then one guy tried to go down the steps. Yeah, he wasn't even about it. He just tried to go down the steps. And then she was like, one of the police, there were police officers in uniform. Not in uniform, detectives, bruh. You see them cop cars, the detective cars, they were also outside the station.
Boy, he did a lot. And then he went and stabbed someone on top of it.
I'm going to let you know, yeah. Civilians are the most, we're the best CCTV ever. They got that footage in every single angle. Boy, there were people that were doing it from the top, people doing it from the side, people doing it face forward. And that's the thing. You can't really tell anyone to stop recording nowadays.
No, I have the right to. I can.
I don't know if you have the right to.
Okay. And so you have to tell them.
Yeah, but what? If you tell them and they take your phone, what are you doing then?
Wait, tell the police officer?
Yeah. Because it can be evidence.
Oh, it is evidence.
Yeah.
In an ongoing, what's it called?
Case.
So they hold your phone until God knows when.
Exactly.
So, I beg, please. I don't have anything.
Even when I was taking that little video, if you saw, I was just there like...
I was waving it up and down just in case.
So they think...
We're going to have to confiscate that, love.
Yeah. Ooh.
Not me, boy.
I remember though, I was coming from work. There was a time I was coming from work and then there was like a accident. And then this guy was just recording casually. Goes, oh, the woman was like, you need to put your phone away, otherwise I'm going to, you know, take it off you and book it. It's like they'll say these words to you that make you scared. But if you deep it, yeah.
Book what? Me in for an interview.
Because you can. I will just say, I was on the this EL. Part. What?
During the interview. Might as well make you it got a man. For someone.
You got a man. Yeah or nay? Like, we need to go full on.
What, the interview?
Yeah.
Who?
The guy that's getting booked.
Oh, I don't know. That's his business. We need to go find out.
But boy, it was a bit mad still.
You know what else is mad?
What?
Being in a 2-year situationship.
The one night stand that turns into 2 years. That is complicated and funny at the same time.
I used to think it could never be me until it was me.
Nah, I always knew it was me. I just, here's the thing, yeah. When it comes to me and telling people to fuck off, you really need to piss me off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you need to do something. You know, even when I'm still, when I don't feel you, I would still have you around.
Yeah.
I'm just that type of person. But you need to do something that's going to piss me off to a limit where I'm like, you also need to understand where I'm coming from, because you know what, yeah,
damn right,
I've been feeling like this for a few years, so this has to come to a stop. But I've had that, the one night stand that turned into a very long time.
Mine was just a situationship,
and it's like,
it was 2 years.
Yeah, it was over a year.
Yeah, 2 years. Definitely 2 years. Over a year. No, it was 2 years.
It was a mad one. Because I remember we went out to some party that was supposed to happen in a club. And then at the time I was speaking to this person, but Tam was also speaking to this person's friend. So then the party that we went to was so dead. It's like we paid money to go there and it was just...
Use the toilet.
Dead. And yeah,
we used the empty toilet.
It was so empty. At the time we got there as well, it was quite empty.
We got there at like 10 or 11? 10?
No, we got there at 11. Because I remember by the time we got back to that person's house, it was going to 1 o'clock.
Oh, boy.
So we got there quite, you know, late.
Late.
So I was just there like, this is so dead. So me, Tam and our other friend were like, you know what, yeah, everyone goes their separate ways. Let's do what, you know.
So obviously
me and Tam were going the same way.
Exactly.
So I was just like, you know what? I remember on our way, I was like, you know what? I don't know if I feel him anymore, but you know, because you started talking to his friend, do your thing type of thing. I'm just coming for my friend type of thing. So then we get there and we're all like, oh, hi, blah, blah, blah. We lay on the bed. We just start, you know, talking and everything, blah, blah, blah. Everyone's bantering and whatnot. We're all
getting along and being nice and friendly. The
me
usual.
Being me, I get too comfortable to the point I fall asleep. When I wake up, I'm there thinking, where the fuck am I? You know when you wake up and you're like... Where the fuck am I?
No, that day, the way I slept, my lashes were still on.
I was just like, Tamara. I started saying her name slowly because, you know.
Mm.
And then next thing you know, the guy comes back in the room and then he's like, you all right? I was there like, where's my friend?
Where the fuck are we?
Where's my friend?
This is the ghetto.
He's like, oh, they wanted some privacy, so they went. And then I was like, wake me up at least and let me know you're
I don't even remember you falling asleep,
bro. I fell asleep.
I don't remember thinking, that
at least wake me up and, you know, let me know I'm going to stay in the room alone with this one.
Oh god, sorry,
and
friends.
Obviously we had already had like issues in the talking stage, so he was trying to like kind of, you know,
redeem
fix
himself.
Yeah, so I was just there like, oh okay, so what are they doing? Happily ask, because I'm there thinking, I don't
this is why he
it.
Kept coming in out the room to find out what we were doing, because you were asking him.
I was just like, what are they doing, you know,
go find out, like, errand boy.
Yeah, and then obviously he came and he's like, oh yeah, she's all right, they're just, you know, having blah blah blah, and oh, they ordered pizza, I'll wake you up when it comes. So that's the next time he woke me up, when food came.
Yeah.
So then we're eating now, and now he's trying to speak to me, but me being me, I'm not here for you. I'm just here to keep you company while your boy's doing his thing. Keep myself company while my friend is doing her thing. And then I was just there like, you know what it is, what it is. Let's just, you know.
That was the most awkward.
Yeah,
The goodbye the next morning was like, oh.
It was the most awkward beat I think I've ever had in my life.
Yeah.
So obviously me being me, he's just there and he's like, oh, like, I've waited to kiss you so much, blah, blah. I was there like, I honestly don't want you to. Like, I was so honest. You know when you're done with a situation, you're just like, I don't want you to. Like, I honestly don't want you to.
Yeah, don't try that.
Don't try that. Nothing bad on your part, but just don't try to kiss me at all.
Not in the mood for it, boy.
But then I was just like, you know what the heck, man? Because every single time he stood up, I knew he was coming to your room. So I was just like, you know what? I shall keep you occupied.
He was pissing me off. Like, you don't fuck off do or that. Stay in the room, even if you're not talking. Like, keep knocking, making weird sounds. Like, they have some catcalling signal. I'm like,
oh, what the fuck? Like, so I was just like, oh, you know what? Tomorrow, one day, you owe me. Just one day, you have to entertain the ugly looking friend so I can just do my
I'm
thing.
Definitely not sleeping with him because I'm done with charity work.
Good night.
We're gonna see about that.
We're gonna see about it. So obviously I'm just like, all right, cool. He's not ugly, by the way. He's just baggage.
He's a lot to
he's
deal
a
with.
Lot to deal emotionally. With emotionally
he's a lot to deal with.
So obviously never in my life have I been in a situation where a man goes to me, we did what we did, but that's, you know, where I want it to stop. Like, I'm sorry, I'm just one of those girls. Like, you can't have sex with me and tell me that's the end. Because you either want to see me again or you want something more. And I just literally say no. I say no.
Yeah.
But I was so perplexed. I was just
you've never
like,
had it done to you. It's usually you like, doing wait, all the talking like yeah. that.
So now
the nigga got balls.
Yeah.
Danny.
So now we've done our thing now. And I'm like, all right, cool. The thing wasn't bad, you know. I was still like, bro. Okay.
For someone that was trying to entertain.
Yeah. I was just like, oh, okay. We even cuddled Arthur. And he was telling me about, oh, you know, I want relations with you and blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, you know what? I just came out of a really serious relationship. I don't think I can do that for you. Like, I'm not the one.
Yeah, yeah.
So then, obviously, they drop us home. And them saying goodbye to us, it was a bit of a, I see my friend and her person kissing. I turn around to say bye. And he's like, yeah. What? He said, yeah. So I get out of the car now. And I went to town. I was like, what? Did you sense anything? And then his friend turned around as well. He's like, Roy, is that how you say bye to people? And then he's like, no, just. If it was his car, he would tell me to get out. That's how mad it was. That's literally how mad it was. So obviously I get out now and I'm just there like, all right, cool. So I didn't think too deep into it. First of all,
I'm tired
and I need to sleep I can't sleep until I sleep in my bed.
Yeah, that's how I feel.
So it's like, I was just like, all right, cool. So after I wake up, I'm there thinking, what was that about?
Oh shit, I have mascara.
No, it's all right. So I was just there like, so what was that about? So I asked him like, what was that about? He goes, I'm not gonna lie, when we woke up I was just thinking like, do I actually want to be with you and blah. Mind you, I did not ask for a relationship, please. I just told you I just got out of something very serious.
That's the last thing I'm looking for. You know, we could have been having fun.
Exactly. So then I went to him, nah, it's all right, like, you know, the night was calm and I feel like I don't want that from you anyway. And then he was like, so now he started questioning himself. He's like, what do you mean you don't want it from me? I was like, no, I just don't see it you like that. I don't see you as my man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then now he's thinking, what the fuck are you saying you don't see? No, I honestly, this was not even to get a reaction out of him.
That was just my truth. This is my honest truth.
You came and now acted like a fool, but I was already feeling the way you were acting.
Yeah.
I'm just not voicing it.
Yeah.
So then he just leaves me for a while and I'm just like, okay, cool, that's over and done with. But Tam and his friend were just cracking on, you know, doing their thing, you know, blah blah blah, blah
getting
blah,
to know each other, talking,
getting to know each other,
you know,
going out, doing all the madness. And I'm just there like, you know, that's good for them. But what he didn't realize is every time his boy was talking about Tam, my name had to come up. Because his boy would circle back to, oh, so have you spoken to,
yeah,
have you spoken to, and then it would be a thing of, oh, fuck off, like, I don't want to chat to her, blah, blah, blah. But
it's like he almost forced himself because he kept coming up, so might as well.
Might as well. So then obviously he calls me one day and he's like, he done the dumbest bullshit in the world. You know, never in my life has a man ever told me to go and get tested. So I was just there like, what the fuck are you on? I was like, in these 20 plus years of living, never in my life have I encountered a disease. So what the fuck are you talking about?
What are you
about?
Telling me exactly?
What are you telling me exactly?
Because if I think it is what it is.
I was supposed to go out that day, and the way I was panicking looking for a hospital, bro, they wouldn't even see me because I wasn't even near the hospital that I normally go to.
Oh my God.
So they were like, oh, it's
you see,
closed,
man,
blah, they blah,
just
blah.
Ruined it.
You ruined my life.
You're just ruining
so
it.
So I'm
me.
Just there like, what the fuck? So why didn't you tell me? Why? Mind you, we haven't spoken for like a month now. So I'm there like, why haven't you told me? Blah, blah, blah. And then he goes, no, I'm just joking. You don't have anything. I was just there like,
may the people in your village grumble.
No, may they blow trumpet for you. Because I was just there like, so why are you telling me this? He goes, nah, that it's nothing. Just unblock me, man. Let's talk. Unblock me.
He was the definition of a toxic situationship, relationship, everything ship.
So then obviously the times that I would remember him was when I had no one to speak to. So I would just be like, oh,
you know
what
their relationship
doing?
Was so funny. It was such a bounce back and forth and oh God.
It was. So then the next time I'll just be like, oh, so what are you doing? I think you should like come through type of thing. So then he was like, all right, cool. Let me come through. And then when he came through, I was just there like, oh, so what's up? Like, what's going on with you? Blah, blah, blah. And then he started telling me how girls like him, blazy, blazy. Oh, and God. I was like, okay, that's nice. That's
you know, it's one thing to say, I'm talking to other people. But when you're telling me how much other people are interested in you, I'm no longer interested in you like that anymore.
Can we just clarify?
You were never interested in the first place.
In the first place.
Yeah.
Yeah. So then obviously he's over and I'm just like, all right, cool, that's fine, but that's not why I called you here. And then he's like, oh, you're upset. I'm there thinking, I called you for a different reason. Allow the reason to happen, then you can chat. Actually, no, because even after the reason happened, I told him to leave. I've always been transparent, like, this is what's happening. After it happens, you need to get out.
Yeah.
So then obviously I've now told him like, oh, okay, I don't mind that girls like you. Like, I don't see the problem in girls liking you because they're supposed to like you. You're a man. Like, people are supposed to be attracted to you the same way I'm a woman. Men are supposed to be attracted to me.
Yeah.
And then he was like, yeah, I guess when you put it like that, I was like, this is the only way I'm putting it. There's no when you put it like that. No, no, no.
That's the only way you can put it, especially when you're not interested. When you're not interested in a guy, you can be so blunt. And honest,
so fucking blunt.
It comes across as you being rude, but it's like, sorry, this. I'm just trying to leave in my truth. You can follow. You can tag along if you like.
Yeah.
And I enjoy the ride with you.
That's what he did.
But.
That's what he did. But the thing that was mad is when he called me all the time, it was a thing of, why are you not picking up my call? I'm not obliged to until I need you.
Whoa.
That's one thing a lot of people forget. Even girls, sometimes they forget that when a guy's not interested in you, but he's stringing you along. Or you're stringing yourself along. Because in his case, he was stringing himself along. It wasn't me. I would tell him fair and square, like, my ex is still in the picture. See, yeah, I've just come out of the serious relationship. But this man is still in my life as well.
Because I want him to.
So if he calls me today, I'm not picking up your call. And if I'm chilling with him today.
You would not hear from me.
You
would
not
crazy?
Hear from me.
I might even block you for that day just
exactly.
in case.
And then he goes, well. One thing that he did that was so magic, he asked me a question and then I have you ever felt like slapping someone in 4K?
All the time.
He goes to me, what if your ex was to find out about me? I said, sorry, what do you mean what if my ex was to find out about you? my ex will never find out about you. What the fuck you think my ex is gonna find out about you? Where is he gonna start from? And where are you ever gonna start from finding out about my ex? Who told you it works like that? I was there thinking, what, you're trying to be a bitch right now about...
That reminds me of a TikTok I posted on my Snap. When your side piece talks about exposing you to your mate and now he's just choking on the food you cooked. Where the fuck you think you're going with this information? First of all, I'm not cheating on anyone because that's my ex. I just don't want him to know of your existence. That's all it is.
He's my ex that is important.
That's really it. Yeah.
So if he even comes to find out, it's just going to be a... Raw, like, all right, cool. The conversation is gonna be like, raw, you moved on quicker than I thought you would, type of thing.
Yeah,
but it's not gonna be like, raw, you're cheating. No, because I'm not cheating.
We're not even together, love.
He's just very important, and you're not.
It's just that I prioritize him when he's around.
Exactly. So then, obviously, a year went by, 2 years went by. Clock onto a third year, I was like, you know what, you need to cancel this whole situation.
I mean, before it even got to a year, me and his friend weren't even talking anymore. Yeah. So
it was just like,
I'm like, you guys are still in contact?
For real?
How's tomorrow, my friend? I'm like, fuck you off. And your friend.
So while we're at it. I was just there like, oh, okay, cool. I actually need to end the situation. So then obviously I joined this dating app and for whatever reason he was still there. So he was like, oh, I haven't spoke to you in a long time. And I was just there like, fuck right off. So I'm letting you know, I don't get phone calls that are no caller ID unless it's
him.
Unless it's my GP. So I know it's him. So then he calls. And
the GP calls at reasonable hours.
9 a.m. So I'm there thinking, hello. He goes... I see I'm still blocked. Like, it's a bit mad. I have to go in settings and now coming up on no caller ID. I'm there thinking. So I'm there like, oh, who's this? Sorry. And then he's like, Ross. So and now you can't even, you know,
recognize
you
my
can't
voice.
Recognize my voice.
No, I what's can't. Going sorry.
On? And I
got
like,
another man's voice in my ear. That's why.
I was there like, you either tell me who you are, or you get off my phone. And then he was like, oh, it's just me, man.
Who's
and I'm
me?
There like, no, he said his name. And I was just like, oh, okay. How can I help? How's life? How's everything going?
Mm-hmm.
Like, everything's good. And then he's like, oh, I just called to, like, check up on you. And I was like, thank you. End of the call because you called to check up on me. I'm fine. How are you? You're good. Okay.
Everyone's alive.
Everyone's alive. We see each other. Like, we know that everyone's there. And then he kept on messaging me. And you know what? You know what's funny? I feel like the messages that he used to text me, he used to show them to his boys. So the way he texts me is definitely not the way he's speaking on the phone.
That's not.
So then obviously there was a time when he messaged me and then I went to him, don't you remember what you said to me on the phone? And then he goes, what? And I was like, we just spoke 2 minutes ago. You should remember what you said. And then I started dishing it out to him. I was like, you told me I was the love of your life. I was the only person that understood you. Even when I wasn't talking to you, I was the only person that got you. So now that you're saying all of this about, oh, I'm less than nothing, it's a bit funny.
Mm-mm.
And I was like, only a man that doesn't get the treatment that he wants from a woman, will she come and now become less than nothing? And I went to him, but I should have been less than nothing from the start because... I didn't want you. It should have been a very easy
transaction.
when you were needed, you were cold, you came. When you needed me, I didn't come because that's not what I needed. I needed you when I needed you, and that's literally it. It was literally, as mad as it is, yeah, I would literally call it a one-night stand until it ended because, honestly... I didn't want to know anything about him. He just dished out his information to me.
What choice do you have but to listen? So ending the call seems like an issue, so...
Bruh, if you end the call... Did I not send you that one time when I had 78 missed calls from this one brother? Jesus I said, Christ. Lord have mercy. Mm. No one is your girl here, but
so,
if...
not even in conclusion, but so far, what we've taken from this is... Don't drag your one-night stands.
No, don't.
Because it's just going to be a continuous one-night stand.
There's some people that are just literally supposed to be one-night stands. Like, I remember I told you about this one guy that lives in your area. And I was just like, you know what? Yeah, it was so amazing. But I want to keep it at that because I just want to remember it as it was so amazing. But this one that got dragged out, it was just a bit
It became
mad.
A traumatizing thing because
even the one that lives next to you, he was like, oh, do you wanna and I was like, no. What we did was enough for me to, you know, fantasize when other people are not doing their job. Maybe one day in the long future, but right now
in the near future
in this future, no, we're not doing that. I enjoyed what it was and let it stay what it was. Like, one night stands need to be respected as one night stands.
You know,
a lot of people are like, oh, they're bad things to have, some people get pregnant, and I understand, but if you're careful and if you're a safe person, you will realize that one night stands are sometimes just meant to be that. But you know what's mad when it comes to one night stand? Sometimes you don't know who you're having sex with. Because you can come and now have sex with someone that's getting married tomorrow. You can come and now have
that's
sex with
their
someone's
choice.
Husband.
That's no, their choice.
It's their choice. Oh my God, I saw this movie where this woman had a one night stand. And the next day it was her cousin's best friend's wedding. She goes to the wedding and it was the man.
And
so she's there
family.
Like
family. Oh God, that's where it gets sticky.
And then she went to her cousin. Remember the guy that I told you about that, you know, I basically shacked up yesterday and he left me in his hotel room? That's the one standing at the altar. She ended up pregnant and everything.
Oh my God.
I was just there like, fucking facts.
How? Why are you pregnant, babe? One night stand.
Why don't you carry condoms?
God.
For these one night stands.
Of course it's in a movie that... No, it happens in real life as well.
It does, which is mad. So then obviously she gave birth to this child that doesn't look anything like her, but every splitting image of the man. God. So it's like, rah, like, Tino, your child looks a lot like my husband. Because it is your husband's child.
She didn't tell.
How do you start? How do you actually start?
Me and your husband, your now husband, before he was your husband, slept together and I got pregnant. I'm not here to break up your marriage, but...
But it's going to be broken because he was your fiancé.
Yeah, he cheated either way.
The night before. You know, a lot of people cheat the night before their marriage.
This is why this whole... What's it called?
Bachelorette.
Yeah, that's why a lot of people are skeptical about it.
They have it together instead of apart.
Would you have it together?
100%.
We can look at these strippers together.
No. It can be at the same venue.
But separately.
Not separate rooms.
Yeah. That's what Safari and Erica Mena did.
Well, they're not together.
So allegedly.
Maybe
whatever the case is.
Having it together might not be the wise thing. But honestly, it depends if you trust your man. And at the moment, I don't trust a man. So I would definitely want to have it together until this man that I'm going to meet.
To the supposed person I'm supposed to trust.
Yeah, comes my way.
Outside of my presence. That's crazy. Oi, crazy. Trusting a person is hard. Mm-hmm.
But I feel like I've come to the point where I'm open to know people.
I feel like you're going to do what you want to do regardless.
Yeah.
So I don't even... controlling you or telling you or lecturing you is just above
me. It's pathetic.
It's above me.
Because, oh, imagine telling a grown-ass man that has been through education that you're not supposed to do that.
What you're doing is wrong.
What you're doing is wrong.
You have a degree.
Because your mom didn't.
You're educated.
Because your parents weren't present.
You have common sense as... You know what? You know that saying, common sense is not common. It's common. People choose not to use it.
Yeah, 100%.
Because what the fuck? When it applies to you, when you want it, when it concerns you,
100%.
You know how to use your brain. 100%. Every brain cell is swimming and working.
100%.
But when it comes to me and our situations, you're being stupid. Nonsense.
Ain't that some shit? Ain't that some fucking shit? Because there's times, yeah, when I'm just there thinking... So, in your head, yeah, you have done this thing, but you are waiting for me to come and lecture you about it. Here's the thing about men as well, yeah. They be like, oh, she's nagging. But if we're honest, in all fucking honesty,
mm-hmm.
I'm not actually nagging. I'm just telling you something that you already know, but because you don't want to tackle it,
you don't want to do it, you don't want to deal with it.
You're there thinking,
she keeps bothering me.
You keep bothering me about this one thing, and it's just like, it's not fair. Like, bro, stop it. Like, and it's like, hello, can we less of this? Now I'm gonna have to sound like your teacher, because I need to tell you less of this attitude.
Less of that, love. Less of that.
Less of this attitude.
Or I'll put you on timeout. Isolation for you. Can you imagine? Now, I find it really, really irritating to tell a grown person, not just men, but humans in general, like, you're a complete adult. Why did you think it was okay to move like that?
Yeah.
And why are you expecting for me to explain to you why it's wrong and why you shouldn't have done it?
Yeah.
I find that very, it honestly pisses me off. And it pisses me off even more when you don't have an explanation. Not particularly the one I'm looking for, but just a explanation as to why you've moved this way.
Just let me know, like, what the fuck?
Because if I come to my own conclusion, I'm just going to dip. I'll just leave. Arguing with men is very pointless. So I say what I need to say, end the call, and leave with whatever like conclusion I've come to.
When it comes to putting yourself in a situation, see me, I don't like headache. So the minute I'm anxious, I know,
like, I don't have my own to deal with already.
The minute I know that fucking a man's going to cause headache towards me, especially through a conversation that I'm going to come and now sit you down and we're supposed to be having, it's going to come and now come across to you as I don't give a shit, because it's like, I've brought up a point and then you downplay it, and then
you ignore it completely.
Okay, cool. To me, it's just going to be a okay, cool situation, because if that's how you know you want to come and now see it, then all right, cool. Now we're both just going to be dickheads towards each other.
Now no one's going to care about shit.
Oh, no.
And my level of caring is I'm just not going to deal with you at all, because I can't keep giving myself this type of headache.
I can't come and I'll kill myself, and you're not even my husband.
I can't come and
you're not my husband yet, first of all.
You're not even a boyfriend.
And I'm already stressing.
This is the way I see it. It's like when you first start talking to a person, bruv, this is supposed to be fun. I'm supposed to be excited about getting to know you. Like, I need to be enjoying me, you, us together. But we're here having conversations about, oh, why are you doing this and why are you doing that? Isn't it a bit tired? Like, you're tired of me nagging. Yes. I'm tired of nagging. Yes. Let's deal with this so we don't have to do this again.
So we don't have to nag at each other, first of all.
Because it's quite tiring, and I know you're tired because you keep complaining every time I bring it up, so why don't we just deal with it?
You know what, you see the certain men, yeah, who was it, I think it was ZZ Mills that was saying men that are always responding to things are not alpha males. Like, they're not every man under the Shade Room comment section is not an alpha male type of thing. That's what she was saying. She was basically just like, oh, all you men that are out there and you come and now start beefing with women in the comment section.
That's quite embarrassing.
You can't come and now call yourself an alpha male, because it's like, what are you alphaing?
What are you the leader of?
What are you the leader of?
I just feel like there's communication and then there's comprehension. Like, are you fully grasping what I'm saying?
Mm.
It's not a red flag, but bruv, we need to get to the bottom of it. Because I can only repeat myself so many times. I'm a very patient person, but boy,
the thing about
don't test my waters.
I don't know about being a patient person anymore, because I feel like, the thing about being patient, you can be patient to a certain degree.
And it depends what you being patient on. What's the topic of discussion?
Yeah, because I can be patient for you to get your papers straight. I can be patient as in...
Waiting for you to get a job?
Yeah. I could be patient for you to... No, I can't be patient for that one. I was about to say I can be patient for you to sort out your mother not liking me, but I can't be patient for that one. I feel like that one, you need to set it straight from the jump, because I'm going to disrespect your mother.
No, because if, yeah, no, that needs to be sorted out as soon as. Because I'm not going to be dealing, I'm not about to have kids with you and your mom still doesn't like me. So she can come and now dictate.
Not gonna see my kids.
No, because she'll come and now think she can dictate what how my kids should be brought up. But you can't even have a conversation with me for whatever reason.
See, my Michael, when my Michael was young, I never allowed him to
okay,
do all of that.
You can say that to Michael and not allow him if you like, but how I am going to raise my child that came out of my vagina is going to be like this. Like it or not, love.
Like it or not.
Like it or not. And I need for this person to also convey that message. To convey that message to their mother, because coming from me is going to be one thing, but coming from your own child, it will be a different story.
Yeah.
You're not focused at all, are you? Did you look at that?
Sorry.
But yeah, ladies and gentlemen, one night stands are not the fucking one, especially when it goes on for as long as Ria's has. Yeah. I can tell you it's not funny. It's not funny to be in, and it's not funny to watch. Yeah, I promise you that.
I promise you as well. Because you know what, yeah? You come to a point where you're like, all right, cool. Now, I remember telling my friends, this is just banter. Because I know I'm never going to see him again. Because yeah, yeah. I purely don't want to.
Yeah.
But it's like, in his head, let's just entertain it. Because he's really going through shit, but I don't have time for him.
Oh, so stringing someone along is not the right thing to do.
It's not, but he was doing it himself.
There's that.
Don't
as well.
String yourself. You know what? We blame people for stringing us along, but most times we're doing it ourselves. Sometimes,
yeah, we have a certain picture in our minds.
I am showing you I don't want to be with you. Take I am it showing as it you, is. You, bro, the amount of times I've told this guy that my ex, I love the man. I love my ex. I love my ex, bro. He was like, you will learn to love me. Are you mad?
No, well, learn to love you.
There's psycho in this world, Joe. There is psycho in this world. And if you're not careful, you will be a victim.
Girl, bah. No, that's too much for me.
You will actually be a victim.
And you sometimes you won't even realize that you're in that position.
Because there was times when I was there thinking like, okay, maybe I'm being the bad person. Because he would make me feel like raw, like, obviously no one likes me and you're out here telling me you don't want me either. And then
that
I was
is
there,
emotional
like,
manipulation.
Yeah, no, I clocked on, bruh. I started doing psychology.
Good
You can't manipulate me now. Even when he
and tried, that pisses me off even more. Yes, I am. And what now? Please don't bring your problems onto me, because I have my own. And if you're gonna bring them, let's be receptive of what I'm saying and how I'm moving towards you, so we can all move along properly.
And you know what's mad, yeah? One thing to end. When he started realizing that, you know what, yeah, she don't like me the way I like her, he started making it a sex thing where it was like, oh, come over. I was there thinking, when I say I'm not interested in the package,
that
I'm not interested
what's in between
your legs. I'm not interested in that. I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested in you. One more time. I'm not interested in you.
No.
So then obviously the last conversation that I had with him was literally, I think, 2 weeks ago. When, yes. Bro, we're in year three.
No, it's year two.
Year three.
Because it started in 2019.
It's 2020.
Oh,
I can't count.
Two.
No, it was the end of 2018.
No, it wasn't. It's the end of 2019.
Are you sure? No,
yes,
it wasn't.
Yes, it was. Because it was when I first moved into my new current house. Because I started talking to his friend before Christmas.
Oh, bruh.
2019, love. 2018, we were struggling
like
with life
years.
Because uni. Remember?
It feels like 10 years that I've been in this situation. I can't even
Well, it's 2 years going on
it's
for
taken,
you, so.
It's taken a lot of me.
A lot. Guys, please, if you're doing one night stands, please just know yourself. Know if you can handle it or not. Be safe about it as
mad.
Well.
I'm about to contradict myself. Don't do one night stands, because you actually don't know who you're doing this thing. Because I'm not gonna lie,
I don't think it's contradicting. You just learned from it, and now you change your opinion.
And people are crazy, guys.
This one
I haven't actually went into the madness of it, but this man was crazy.
He was the total nutcase.
But when I tell you, I got messages like, I'm outside your house. It was mad to me. I was jumping up and down because I'm there thinking, what the fuck?
My mom is at home. Exactly. What are you doing here?
And it's like, oh my God, like the psychoness was to 1,000. And then when he realized that I didn't want him, he was there like, I don't want you anyway. And I'll be like, okay, cool. But then 2 days later, I'll be like, I'm so sorry about the way I went about things. And I'm there thinking, oh my God, what did I put myself into? So wow. I literally had to learn, and I was like, crazy, no, yeah. If you're going to do anything with anyone, you need to at least observe them. Like, even my current situation, it was like, raw, like, why did it take you so... Because, listen, yeah, I've had crazy. I'm not trying to deal with crazy again. Wait. Normally, the woman is crazy, you know?
No, but when the man is crazy, so it's so... it's okay, sorry, it's not... It is extreme simply because you don't see as much, but, boy, it's extreme.
It's mad.
It's taken to a whole... Well, some take it to a new level. This one certainly did.
He took it to Jupiter.
Welcome. Super. Anyway, I don't know what I'm
what
thinking.
What is that?
It's a Trey Songz song. It's called Jupiter Love. That's what he took.
You know what? It's mad. I don't see Trey Songz as a musician anymore.
What do you see him as?
Trey Songz. He's just a sex symbol. The man symbol. With the
big dick.
Yeah, he is a sex symbol. Initially, if Chris Brown was to stop making music now, I'll just see him as a sex symbol.
He was
well.
A sex symbol when he was when he put out.
We just having sex. I'm gonna get you. I was listening to it.
Mm. When that album came out, yeah.
Yeah.
He looked good too.
Definitely, yeah.
But now I don't know.
And then he had to go beat Rihanna. Anyway, guys, thank you for tuning in and listening. We shall be back when we're back. You know what? Just a disclaimer. Episodes might not be weekly anymore.
It hasn't been weekly for a while.
It hasn't been weekly for a while. Episodes might just be... You might just get us, what, 2 times in a month?
Oh, God.
It's as crazy as it sounds, yeah.
We're trying to find the inspiration to record.
Yeah. It's bear summer as well. So, you know, we're trying to enjoy life.
The money is going somewhere else instead of the studio session. Sorry, yeah. We're broke out here.
We're broke.
We're not like the Gen Z with 10 million jobs.
You know what I mean?
6 incomes, I wish.
I wish, Joe.
Anyway, guys.
Have a nice one.
Bye.
Bye.